感谢主，今天早上有十一位的弟兄姊妹受尽归给主耶稣基督与主联合。
We thank God this morning we have ten brothers and sisters that were baptized into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想这受尽就是见证说主耶稣已经从死里复活。
And this baptism is a testimony that our Lord Jesus had risen from death.
刚刚我们所唱这一首诗歌108首的副歌就告诉我们。
Only we sang this song 108 and the refrain it tells us.
他说他从黑狱起来他是得胜者。
That we can come together, he is the victor.
活作掌权同他众圣徒联合。
That we can to have authority together with the saints.
若是耶稣没有复活，我想，我不确认要受洗。
If Jesus had not risen from death, I would not ask people to be baptized.
若是耶稣没有复活，我们就没有办法与他联合。
If Jesus had not risen, then we cannot be united with him.
因着他复活，好让我们有这样的恩典，有这样的权利，可以与他联合。
Because he had risen, that we have this grace that we can be united together with him.
我想今天的早上的聚会的时间，过已经蛮久了。
And I think this morning our service has passed for a long time already.
我不知道我要讲多久。
I don't know how long I will speak.
现在已经11:21.
Now it's 11:21 already.
若是我要讲清楚一点，可能要一个半钟头。
To speak clearly, it needs about an hour and a half.
所以你们释放得到一点钟才释放。
Then you probably have your lunch at 1 o'clock.
不管怎么样，我们有预备中饭。
Regardless, we do have lunch today.
我原来也想那个，讲几分钟。
And then earlier I was thinking maybe just a few minutes I can speak.
我坐在哪一个地方，就越想，应该要越讲越多。
And I was sitting there, I thought about the more and more I want to talk about.
因为我回去中国常常有很多的家庭聚会请我讲道。
Because when I went to China, a lot of house churches they invited me to speak there.
我讲两个钟头足够了。
I thought that 2 hours should be more than enough.
他们常常不满意。
But then they are not satisfied.
他们常常要求我讲4个钟头。
And they want me to teach for 4 hours.
我想今天是特别的。
I think today is special.
给予我们的权利。
Give us this privilege.
我们有这样的好的时间，好好的坐在这里3个钟头。
That we have such a good time, we can sit here for 3 hours.
所以我不得不读一点圣经。
So I have to read a few passages.
我们第一个看启示录第一章。
And first, we will look at Revelation chapter 1.
启示录是圣经最后的一本书。
This is the last book in the scripture.
这是使徒。约翰年老的时候被老改造当我海岛去。
And this is Apostle John, as when he was old, he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
我们知道尼禄皇帝非常的残杀，把很多的基督徒都杀掉了。
We know that King Nero was very cruel and killed a lot of Christians.
以后继续那个多米前做皇帝，还是不断的逼迫基督徒。
And later after that, Domitian, the king Domitian, was continued to be cruel to the Christian.
幸亏啊，这一个老约翰，没有被杀死。
And this old apostle John was not killed.
所以就把他那个劳改在邦摩的海岛上。
And then he was put in this island of Patmos.
在邦摩海岛的时候。我们的主圣灵就向他启示。
And when he was there, the Holy Spirit revealed to him.
向他说话。
And to speak to him.
所以启示录很多的里面都是圣灵直接的对老约翰说话。
So the book of Revelation, a lot of those was recorded because the Holy Spirit speaks to him, Apostle John directly.
也是直接的结尾的从死里复活的主升到天上的主向使徒约翰说话。
And then our Lord, the Lord who ascended, was speaking directly to Apostle John.
我想我就很简单的就读几节。
And then I will just briefly read a few verses.
我们第一个看第一章第八节。
And first we look at chapter 1 verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄美甲，我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
这是主耶稣升天以后他自己所说的话。
This is one of the statements that our Lord Jesus said after his ascension.
他说我是开始，我也是结束。
He said, I'm the beginning and I'm the end.
我们常常觉得我们不知道说人生什么时候开始。
And sometimes feel like we do not know when was the beginning of life.
我们也不知道的整个宇宙到底什么时候一个归结。
And we don't know what will be the ending of this universe.
但是我们的主乃是开始也是总结。
But then our Lord, He's the beginning, He's also the end.
这里用两个希腊文的字。
And then this is using two alphabet in the Latin.
第一个就是中英文就翻成阿拉法，就是 Omega, Alpha.
And this one, the first one is Alpha.
最后一个字是 Omega.
And the last alphabet is Omega.
我们知道有了第一个字，有了最后一个字，就有许多的内容。
And if we have the beginning, the first alphabet, and the last alphabet, there's a lot of content.
我们人生若是由主耶稣的开始，也有主耶稣的归结，我们这个人生就有文字，就有诗歌。
If we have Lord as the beginning and also the end, then our life will have this
word. 我们的人生就有丰富。
And then we'll have abundance.
我们的人生就有真实。
And then we will have truth.
我们的人生也就有意义。
And our life will have meaning.
以后再接下去第十七节。
And then continue on in verse 17.
他说我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像石窑一样。
He said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.
这个我就是使徒约翰。
And this I is Apostle John.
他看见谁？
Who did he see?
他就是看见爵位升到高天，坐在父神右边的耶稣基督。
He saw this Lord Jesus who had ascended to heaven and seated on the right hand side of God.
这个时候，爵位的升天的基督就向使徒约翰显现。
And this Lord who had ascended revealed to Apostle John.
当使徒约翰看见主耶稣向他显现的时候，
When Apostle John said that the Lord revealed to him,
他就扑到主耶稣的脚前，像石窑一样。
And he fell down at the feet, at his feet like that.
今天有各位的弟兄姊妹受浸，我们说受浸是与主同死，同埋葬。
Today we said that there was a baptism, that the meaning of that is to die and to be buried with.
我们若是真正的遇见主耶稣的时候，我们就放弃自己，我们就好像死人一样。
If we truly see our Lord, then we will put aside ourselves like we are dead.
这一个死乃是我们有这样的恩典与主同死。
And this death is like we have the grace, we are dying together with Christ.
若是我们与主同死，我们也能够与主一同复活。
If we die with our Lord, then we will also rise again with our Lord.
感谢神，感谢我们的主耶稣，他就用他的右手大能的手，是按着使徒约翰说。
And I thank the Lord that our Lord used his right hand to put his right hand on top of Apostle John.
他说不要惧怕。我是首先的，我是末后的。
He said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and I am the last."
以后十八节又再把他自己显明给使徒约翰。
And then in verse 18, he again revealed to Apostle John.
他说又是那存活的。
I'm the living one.
这一个存活的意思乃是说他是源源的存在。
The living one meaning that he lived forever.
他过去存在。
In the past he lived.
他现在存在。
Now he lives.
他将来还是存在。
He will continue to live in the future.
在他的里面的存在是没有时间性的。
in him the living is without time bound.
但是以后他就说了一句话。
And later on, then he said one phrase.
他说我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永远永远。
He said, I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever.
他说我曾经死过，现在又活了。
He said, I was dead, behold, I am alive now.
结尾到底是谁呢？
Who is this person?
结尾就是常常我们所见证的所要传福音的结尾从死里复活的耶稣。
And this is the Lord, the Jesus that we have shared all the time, the one who rose from death.
他说他要活到永远永远。
He said he will live forever.
并且他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And also he held on to the keys of death and Hades.
我们的主耶稣不单是从死里复活。
Our Lord Jesus not only had risen from death.
这个复活乃是告诉我们说，他乃是一个得胜者。
The resurrection shows us that he is the victor.
他得胜过撒旦的权势。
He had victory over the authority of Satan.
他得胜过乃个阴间的权势。
He had victory over the authority of hell.
他得胜过了魔鬼的权势。
He had victory over the authority of Satan.
他也得胜了罪的权势。
He had victory over the authority of sin.
他是得胜者。
He is the victor.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我们若是在十的形象上与他联合。
If we have the same image with his death.
我们罪得罪了赦免。
Our sins will be forgiven.
我们若是在他的复活的形象上与他联合。
That we can also be united together with him in resurrection.
他是一个得胜者。
He is the victor.
我们信他的人与他联合的人也是得胜者。
For those who believe in him to be united with him, we also victor.
我们没有办法得胜。
By ourselves, we cannot do it.
但是我们跟他连在一起的时候，我们能够得胜。
But if we are united together with him, we also have victory.
感谢赞美主。
We thank the Lord.
这是我很短的稍微提到，勉励今天十位弟兄姊妹受浸的弟兄姊妹。
Encourage those brothers and sisters who were baptized today.
但是我还是要读几节圣经。
And then I want to continue to read a few more verses.
我很守时。
I do watch my time very carefully.
但是我圣经先读出来。
I first read the passages.
万一那个时间不够，我就停下来了。
If there's not enough time, then I'll stop.
你们可以看这个纲要。
You can look at the outline.
那边的是主要的意思。
Those are the main meaning.
那我就先把这个圣经先读出来。
I'll just read those passages first.
我们先看马太福音。
Let's first read from the book of Matthew.
刚刚我们已经读过。
And earlier we have read already.
马太福音第二十八章。
Chapter 28.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at, read from verse 8.
马太福音第二十八章第八节
Matthew chapter 28 verse 8
他说妇女们就急忙离开坟墓
It says so the women hurry away from the tomb
又害怕又大大的欢喜
Afraid yet filled with joy
跑去要报给他的门徒
And ran to tell his disciples
第九节忽然耶稣遇见他们
In verse 9 Suddenly Jesus met them
说愿你们平安
Said greetings
在这里也是一个妇女
How many women are
here 她听到天使给她报的喜讯
And he has a good tidings from the angels
她说所要找的人已经从死里复活了
The angel said that those, the one you're looking for, he rose from death already.
你们来看安放他的地方。
Just come and look where you laid him.
哪一个坟墓是空的？
The tomb was empty.
所以这几位的妇女就要把这个消息告诉耶稣的十一个门徒。
So this woman wants to tell this news to the 11 disciples.
所以他们就离开坟墓，空的坟墓。
So they left this empty tomb.
他心里就又害怕又欢喜。
They were afraid in their heart, but yet they were filled with joy.
复活的事情常常叫我们惊奇。
The resurrection makes us to be amazed.
好像我们不敢相信。
Seems that we cannot believe in them.
但是其实上又欢喜。
Cause us to be afraid, yet be filled with joy.
以后我们再看路加福音第二十四章。
Then we can read from Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
路加福音第二十四章。
Luke 24.
我们看三十二节。
We can read from verse 32.
路加福音第二十四章三十二节。
Luke 24, verse 32.
这里说到有两个门徒从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯的路上。
This is talking about two disciples who are leaving Jerusalem to Emmaus.
就遇见了耶稣。
And they met Jesus.
也可以说耶稣向他们显现。
Or we can say Jesus revealed
himself to them. 一路走一路耶稣就给他们把圣经旧约的圣经都解明给这两个门徒听。
As they were walking, Jesus was explaining the Old Testament to these two disciples.
所以三十一节就说他们的眼睛明亮了，就才认出他来。后来耶稣不见了。
In verse 31 it said, then their eyes were open and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight.
然后三十二节说他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
In verse 32 it said, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while we, but he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
我们有时候查经的时候有没有一点感觉，当圣灵向我们解开他话语的时候，我们好像里面的心心灵的里面就好像很火烈很温暖。
Do we have the same thing sometimes when we're doing Bible study, when the Holy Spirit explains the scripture to us, then our heart will be burning with that?
所以我们看到主耶稣复活的时候，耶稣亲自的把圣经解明给他们听的时候，他们心里就非常的温暖，非常的活跃。
So similarly, our Lord Jesus who rose from death explained the gospel to them and their heart was warm and was burning.
以后这两个门徒就是告诉这个一个使徒。
So his two disciples went to tell the 11 disciples.
他说我们已经遇见了这位复活的耶稣。
And they said, we have met this Jesus who rose from death.
但是他们还是半信半疑。
But they still have doubts.
所以耶稣就向他们显现。
So Jesus appeared to them.
是在三十八节，耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念你？”
In verse 38, it said, He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubt rise in your mind?"
你们看我的手，我的脚。
Look at my hands and my feet.
就知道实在是我了。
It is I myself.
摸我看看。
Touch and see.
魂无骨无肉。
A ghost does not have flesh and bone.
你们看我是有的。
As you see, I have.
所有这话就把手和脚给他们看。
When he had said that, he showed them his hands and his feet.
他们正奇的不敢信。
And they still did not believe.
并且稀奇。
And they had amazement.
当他们看见这位复活的主耶稣的时候，虽然他半信半疑。
When they see this Jesus who rose from death, even though they still have doubts.
但是他们就心中充满了哪一个欢喜快乐。
But their hearts were filled with joy.
以后最后我们看到约翰福音第二十章。
And finally we saw from John chapter 20.
那一天晚上耶稣就向十一个门徒显现。
Jesus revealed himself to the 11 disciples.
当耶稣向他显现的时候，他们显现的时候，
As Jesus was revealing himself to them.
他就把手上的钉痕和肋旁的伤痕指给他们看。
He showed them the wound that he had in his hand and his side.
在约翰福音第二十章二十节、二十六节，告诉我们说，他们看见了就怎么样，他们心中就欢喜。
In John 20:20, it said that after they seen it, they were filled with joy in their heart.
他看见哪一个记号？
They saw that sign.
他们看见了耶稣。
They see Jesus.
他看见了哪一个复活的主耶稣向他显现的时候
they saw the Jesus who rose from death to reveal to them.
他们就喜乐了
and they were happy.
弟兄姊妹，我们也需要能够看见这个复活的主。
We need to see this Jesus also.
而我仍然是一个非常悲观的人。
I was a very pessimistic
person. 我也是非常忧愁的人。
And I was a sorrowful person.
感谢主，我在年轻的时候。
But thank God when I was still young.
这位复活的主耶稣在内心向我显现。
This Lord who had risen from dead revealed to me in my heart.
当我认识他的时候，我回转到他的面前。
When I knew him, I turned back to him.
我人生有大的改变。
I have a big change in my life.
你不要看我常常的好像脸是圆圆的。
Don't think that my face is round.
我以前脸是长长的。
Before my face is long.
啊，又瘦又长。
And skinny and long.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他救了我。
He saved me.
我遇见了所有复活的主耶稣。
I have encountered this Jesus.
我里面得到了真正的安息。
I received this true rest.
我里面得到了真正的盼望。
I received this true hope.
不管整个世界的环境如何。
Regardless of the situation of the world.
有这位的复活的主耶稣。
I have this Jesus who rose from
the dead. 他做我的主。
He has become my Lord.
他住在我的心内。
He lives within my heart.
好让改变我的人生。
To change my life.
我在这里还是要做一个见证。
I also want to give you a testimony.
我是1978年第一次回到中国。
In 1978, I went back to China for the first time.
那个时候，又开放又没有开放。
At that time, seems to be open up, but not quite.
还是黄国锋做主席。
And Huang Guofeng was the chairman.
所以我进去的时候，进到深圳的时候，解放军就站在桥的那一边。
And I went through Shenzhen and this Liberation Army was standing there.
我听到那个国歌的时候，我心里是蛮高兴的。
When I heard the national anthem, I was kind of happy.
我过了哪一个桥的时候，我可以从闻到哪一个我的祖国的香味。
When I was crossing the border, I can smell the country.
但是经过解放军那个也是很危险的。
But after the going through the Liberation Army is kind of dangerous.
他可以把那个我的护照留下来。
He can take away my passport.
他也看不懂英文。
And they did not understand English.
有一个教授是给他扣留下来。
One of the professor was detained.
因为他穿西装。
Because he had the suit on.
因为我知道，我回到国内，大家都很辛苦，我也穿破烂一点。
Because right now when I went back to my village, they are very poor.
是很多人很欢迎我。
So they
就觉得这个从美国回来的非常的破碎。
And this person from America was very not.
这个人有点像雷锋。
And like the person 雷锋。
所以我回到福州的时候，他们就国务院就通知他们就劝我说要讲学。
And when I went back to Fuzhou, they heard about me, they want me to teach.
我的心里就是想希望能不能够遇见基督徒。
And I was hoping I can meet some Christians.
那个时候我还不晓得中国有很多信耶稣的人。
At that time, I did not know that China had a lot of Christians.
所以我就把它辞掉。
So I said, no, I don't want to.
所以我没有得到这个好处。
So I did not get this benefit.
但是回到家乡县里的时候，哪一个科委会的主任还是来找我。
But when I went back to my village, this director still came to see me.
要我那个讲一点那个科学的事情。
Wanted to talk a little bit about science.
他知道我对于医学有一点点的研究。
You know that I have researched a little bit about the medical field.
是一再的要求。
So he continued to make requests.
所以我一再的推迟。
But I refused every time.
我就怕万一讲不好了，等一下漏洞了就麻烦了。
I thought that if I didn't speak good and then I spoke about the truth.
所以他一直的要求，他也不好意思。
But he continued to request and I feel obligated.
他说你随便讲一点。
I said just talk a little bit.
他说我们要召集许许多多的科学的人才、医生都来听你讲演讲。
We want to gather all these scientific people and doctors to come to listen to you.
那就我问他说到底你要我讲什么。
So I asked him, what do you want me to talk about?
我也没有预备。
I was not prepared.
他就说你随便讲讲一点生活。
I said just talk a little bit about your life.
这正是我所需要的。
And that's just what I wanted to do.
所以我那天就讲到在美国的生活。
So I talk about the American life on that.
美国最大的有三个阶级。
There are three stages in American history.
其实，我很兴趣农业的。
I was very interested in agriculture.
我可以告诉他们说，美国的土地是多大。
I can tell them how big the land is in America.
我可以告诉他们说，美国的汽车有多少。
I can tell them how many automobiles that Americans have.
你知道我第一次上旧金山那个到旧金山。
You know the first time I was at San Francisco.
我住在那个青年会。
I was living in YMCA.
我从楼上看下去，看哦，都是汽车。
I was looking from the top and not seeing.
我就觉得车啊，我没有看过这样多的汽车。
I felt that I had not seen so many cars.
以后我到芝加哥。
And then later I went to Chicago.
以后我就看到美国土地这样的大。
I saw that the land was so big in America.
但是我觉得我不应该讲这个。
But I felt that I don't want to talk about
that. 我就讲了美国的三个阶级。
I talk about the three stages of America.
你们猜猜看我讲什么？
You guess what did I talk about?
第一个我讲，圣诞节和复活节，圣诞节。
The three festivals in America.
圣诞节是每一个人都很欢喜的。
And everybody likes to eat.
我相信现在在国内圣诞节是教堂是挤满了人。
And Christmas, even in China right now, is always crowded with people.
不晓得如何，就是哪一个。节气的时候，有很多人心里就好像很喜乐。
Because at this festival, everybody seems to be very joyful.
因为这是福音。
Because this is a good news.
耶稣声音是叫我们听到一个很好的、很美好的消息。
We can hear this good news because of the birth of our Lord Jesus.
以后我就给他讲到受难节跟复活节。
Then later I talk about Good Friday and Easter.
我们有时候觉得圣诞节都是哭哭啼啼的。
We felt that Good Friday was so sad.
等到复活节的时候，我们就欢欢喜喜。
Then until Easter come, then we become happy.
我们刚刚读了这几段的圣经。
Only we read these passages.
告诉我们说，基督的复活乃是可喜的信息。
That the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is a good news.
耶稣基督从死里复活，叫我们从心里的里面得到了喜乐。
That Jesus rose from death can give us that joy in our heart.
我想今天我们也是很高兴。
Today we are very, very happy.
所以第三个我就讲感恩节。
And the third festival I talk about is the Thanksgiving.
美国感恩节跟中国感恩节不一样。
The Thanksgiving in America is different than China.
但是美国的人民因若相信主耶稣的受难，主耶稣的复活，他们就感谢神。
Because of the Good Friday and Easter, America can give thanks.
我不知道他们听得懂听不懂。
I did not understand. I know if they understand or not.
但是神学是借着这样的机会，我公开的在哪个地方传耶稣基督的福音。
Through that opportunity, I can speak about the gospel of Christ openly.
过了多年回去
，After many years, I went back.
我回去的时候，很多人还是纪念说，你哪一次的演讲不错。
And a lot of people still remember your speech was very good that one day.
但是我就是希望说，他们真正能够得着这位，为我们死在十字架上的耶稣，为我们从死里复活的耶稣。
And I truly want them to know this Christ who was dying on the cross and who rose from death.
主耶稣复活乃是一个可喜的信息。
This is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus is a joyful news.
第二个，主耶稣从死里复活乃是有可信的凭据。
And secondly, the resurrection had a lot of proofs.
这是我第二点要讲的。
This is the second point I want to talk about.
我们看《使徒行传》第十七章。
We can read from Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
我们找到，我们一同的读。
When we find it, we can read it together.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。我们再说到最后这个，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信。 的凭据。
He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
主耶稣从死里复活乃是历史上的事实。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus is a history event.
我们看到天使给我们报的信息。
We saw the tidings that was given to us by the angel.
他不在这里已经复活了。
He was risen from death here.
以后请看安放他的地方。
Leo said, just look at the place where he was placed.
所以复活的哪一天有几件事情大事情发生。
And when he rose from death, on that day, many, there are few things that happened.
第一个哪一个墓坟墓的墓门的石头滚开了。
First, the stone that was blocking the tomb was rolled away.
我想我们都有这样的好奇心。
I think we all have this curiosity.
到底人死了以后要到哪里去？
After you die, where would you go?
如果说我们把它放在坟墓的里面，到底是如何？
If we put the person in the tomb, what will happen?
或者有人就想到他生如何，死也如何。
Some would say that how he lived and how he would die.
他若是生做皇帝，死了还是做皇帝。
If he lived as a king, maybe when he died, he would die as a king.
我就觉得这样的想法太不公平了。
I thought this thought is not fair.
我到西安去看见秦始皇的哪一个墓陵的那标本。
I went to Xi'an and saw the tomb of Qing, the King Qing.
哎呀，看到哪一个华丽雄伟。
And it was so splendid.
为什么他就想到我生前做皇帝，我死了以后还要做皇帝。
And he thought that in his life he was king. He also wanted to be king after his death.
人总是想到我生前的是一个富翁，我死了以后在阴间去还是有很多的钞票。
I think that before, when he was living, he was a rich man. He wanted to be a rich man after he died also.
我们若是真正的到中国、到北京、到西安去看看的时候，我们总心里有一个感慨。
And when we go back to China, go back to Xi'an and some of these places, then we'll be sighing.
我记得1982年，我们到北京。
I remember I went to Beijing in 1982.
那个时候不要什么门票。
At that time, you don't need a ticket to go in.
所以我们到四三零。
So we went to this place.
到了那个长宁。
And went to 长宁。
那时候有很多的外国那个美国的人就也去参观。
There's a lot of tourists from America and other countries.
但是没有人那个给他解释。
But nobody will explain what's going on.
所以我懂得一点英文啊，就给他们中翻译。
So I know a little English, so I explained to them.
他们觉得哇，这个怎么样的死了以后，皇帝死了以后还是要做皇帝。
And so how this king has died and still want to be king after his death.
我就给他说说笑笑。
And so I was just talking with them and joking with them.
我说实实在在的，他们生来享福，他死了以后还是要享福。
In their life, they were enjoying. They also want to enjoy.
我们总是在想，什么是永远不朽的？
And we were thinking, what will not perish?
我们希望以后，死了以后还是有永远不朽。
And we want to be imperishable even after our death.
所以听说秦始皇他就要求那个长生不老之药。
So the King Qing was looking for the medicine that will keep him alive forever.
但是他还是要死。
But then he had to die.
但是死了以后，他要封，要装饰他的坟墓。
But then after his death, he wanted to decorate his tomb.
但是感谢主，我们主从死里复活。
But thank our Lord rose from death.
打开了一个坟墓的奥秘。
He opened up the mystery of the tomb.
坟墓没有什么东西。
The tomb has nothing.
坟墓不能解决人的问题。
The tomb cannot solve the problem.
墓门已经开了。
The door was open.
这不过是一个印证。
This is only an evidence.
没有人能够把哪一个坟墓的石头、墓门的石头滚开。
Nobody can roll away this stone blocking the.
因为亚历马太人约瑟是个非常有钱的人。
Because this Joseph, the person, was a very rich.
他为了自己用石头做成一个坟墓。
He for his own sake, he built this tomb.
他哪一个墓门一关起来， 但没有人能够挪开。
Once the door was closed, nobody can roll it away.
他虽然不像中国的历代的皇帝那个坟墓要埋在暗处不让人知道。
Even though he's not like the king, ancient king, that the tomb, they built a tomb so that nobody can find him.
他也不像埃及的那个法老，他总是把坟墓那个掩盖起来，叫人看不见。
Not like the king Pharaoh in Egypt that they built this tomb that nobody can find them.
但是亚历马太人也是，他做了一个坟墓也是很讲究的。
But Joseph, he made this tomb was very delicate.
拿一个石头那个关起来就没有人能开的。
After you close the tomb, nobody can open it.
但是坟墓开了。
But the tomb was open.
里面只留下西麻布和葩头巾。
And only see the linen and the cloth.
我们的主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And our Lord Jesus had risen from death.
请看他的坟墓。
Come and see his tomb.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的所相信的主乃是复活的主。
The Lord we believe in, he risen from death.
乃是有能力的主。
And he had power.
我刚刚坐在这个地方听见证的时候，我就想到，若没有耶稣复活，那彼得就没有悔改的机会。
And earlier I was listening to the testimony, if our Lord did not rise from death, Peter would not have repented.
彼得三次不认主。
Peter denied Jesus three times.
我们受苦的耶稣转脸看他的时候，
As our Lord Jesus who was suffering turned,
他就哭泣痛哭了。
He went out and cried.
他现在一直的在忧伤。
And he was in sorrow.
若是没有主耶稣复活，
If there is no resurrection,
彼得也一直的在哪一个地方流泪。
And he will be just shedding his tears forever.
今天若是在世界的眼光来看，
In the eyes of the world today,
谁的宝座最远久？
Whose throne was the last the longest?
乃是天主教哪一个彼得的宝座？
It's the throne for Peter in Catholic Church.
天主教就是说彼得是第一个教皇。
And the Catholic said Peter was the first bishop.
以后哪一个教皇都是坐在彼得所坐的那位置上。
And further on, the bishop will be sitting on the same throne as Peter.
哪一个国家的能够有两千年的一个王位？
In which country you can have a throne for 2,000 years?
如果是用世界来看，彼得所做的王位是最长久的。
From the world point of view of the world, Peter's throne was the longest.
那不是我们所相信的。
That's not the one we believe.
但是若是没有主耶稣复活。
But if Christ had not rose from
the dead, 彼得是忧忧愁愁的进到坟墓里面去。
That Peter will enter his tomb with sorrow.
你看彼得是何等的有力量。
Peter was so powerful.
虽然遇见许多的逼迫。
Even with all these persecutions.
那个公会祭司长告诉彼得和约翰说，你不要说主耶稣复活。
And the Sadducees and Sanhedrin said that you cannot speak about Lord Jesus.
他们把他们关在监狱的里面。
They put them into the jail.
但是他们还是传接耶稣复活的福音。
But they continue to preach.